Okay, excellent. So I guess we'll just start with a general question. If you can tell me a little bit about, you know, this year in particular, and the sort of the objective of what you guys are doing with Wolfhounds.
All right, it's Sergeant Major Heston. So this year isn't, as far as the objective goes, this year isn't any different than any other year. It's, you know, gathering up presents for the orphanage over there. That hasn't changed in 71 years. Really, it's just making sure that tradition continues. A little bit different this year with the COVID restrictions, but still always an awesome opportunity. And, you know, there's been hurdles in years past with combat rotations and whatnot. But end of the day, it's just going to continue no matter what the situation is. So objective always remains the same, help the kids out, get the soldiers together, show them there's a bigger picture, and it's about taking care of people.
Excellent. And so how many, there's over 600 already donated this year. Is that figure still accurate?
Yeah, about 600 toys are donated this year. You know, and then there's a few other things we'll do. Hopefully now normally we'd send a couple soldiers out that we selected to actually hand out the gifts, which is probably one of the best parts of it, to be honest. The gifts are great, but really the experience by the interaction with the children. So it kind of stinks that we're limited to a video, but, you know, we looked as best possible, and that was the safest way to do things for both parties.
Absolutely. And was this something you did personally as well in previous years?
Yeah, so last year, I've been here about a year and a half. And last year I actually went out for the 70th anniversary and met with the children, and just amazing experience. I mean, just us being there was probably the biggest thing the kids love. I was telling them one of those stories. I blew out my shoes playing with them so much. They just, every time we pulled up, the kids lit up, and, you know, it was like you're a rock star or something. And just the simplest game, the football and soccer and basketball, and we were tossing bottle caps back and forth, and really amazing chance to learn about the kids and whatnot.
And what are the age? What's the age range?
It's pretty much all age ranges. We were taken up to where the infants were and got to hold them, play with the toddlers, all the way up to teenagers. So it was a whole mixed bag of different ages, and you know, you played with each of them in a different way.
Yeah. And I guess for you, what is the importance of sort of keeping something that has been going such a long time and keeping that tradition kind of alive?
I mean, it's just such a good message, honestly, just about people and all walks of life. Doesn't matter what country you're from. Truly, you know, The things the soldiers are fighting for at the end of the day are equality and just what everybody wants, the possibility to succeed and be loved. And, you know, we have the chance to provide, you know, that support and love for people we don't even know, not even from this country. I think that's a powerful message because, you know, we're set in harm's way to fight for what we believe in, but we do it often in other countries. And, you know, there's plenty of people we meet there that need our help too. That's kind of the point of it. It just brings you back to, you know, what's important.
This is Lieutenant Warren. On that, so the whole tradition started with Hugh O'Reilly, our honorary sergeant major, when they were in Japan. And it's just interacting over there, even during that war time, they interacted with the kids, and the kids just completely like just won them over, like stole their heart. And just being with them, you know, like they interacted with them, and then just that evening they went and they're like, hey, we got to do something about this. And everyone just started donating money. It was a really ill-funded orphanage, and still somewhat is. However, it's been improving. But it's just kind of that same history of just taking care of these kids and just having that intense or that really good relationship between us and them, and just making sure that they're okay.
And I guess why, you know, all these years later, why is it sort of that message, and specifically in helping Japan, what sort of resonates with you on that level?
I think that's something that has to be. I think it's just an opportunity that's always been there. We do a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, we outreach with schools here on the island and do beach cleanups and all sorts of stuff we do here at the local community. But this is a historic event that, you know, reaches across, you know, the ocean, and it's not about one nation or another nation. It's not just helping our own. It's truly, you know, at the end of the day, kids don't have an agenda. It doesn't matter where you grow up. You're a child, and you can be shaped into someone great to do something great for your country. But you need to be shown that love and guided in the right direction. And this is one small opportunity for us to kind of reach out and do that.
This is a Lieutenant Warren. And again, too, this, you know, being a platoon leader and stuff, and having gone through this for the past 3 years, it really gives our soldiers a chance to kind of see us reaching out and doing something big. I mean, it's pretty simple for us to go do a beach cleanup, but to organize this and jump through all the hurdles that we go through every year, like Sergeant Major was talking about earlier, like sometimes we are on training rotations and we're away for months and we still make this happen. And this year with COVID, definitely wasn't easy. It was really hard trying to figure out everything. We had to jump through hurdles this year. But when our soldiers see us going through those things and making this happen, it really just shows that, you know, we're not just always focused on what we're doing here at work day in and day out, but we have kind of a bigger picture of, hey, we're just really trying to take care of people and communities and relationships that we've built. To my knowledge, I think this is one of the longest standing Army civilian relationships to date. I don't know of another one longer.
And this time of year, obviously, you know, it speaks to our hearts. And remember, everybody that wears a uniform volunteered to do that. So this is just another way to volunteer something for the greater good. And we just truly love doing it. I've been stationed here a few different times and not with the Wolfhounds. And I could see the difference in the unit. And I think part of it was because they had that bond of history and something, you know, else to give to.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you give me a, you know, in your experience in sort of handing it out, is there one particular anecdote or story that sort of speaks to you or that you kind of really remember about your experience on the ground?
It's an orphanage, ma'am. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like in your experience in going there last year, is there a particular memory or a person or a sort of a moment that sort of really speaks to you in that sense?
There's a few of them. Like I said earlier, at the beginning, you know, just we did a day where we were all dressed up, and they asked us to be in our full uniform the whole day, and we went to a bunch of different events. We had a nice dinner, ate with kids. But, you know, every moment that we weren't engaged, the kids were pulling us back outside, and we were just playing like crazy. And it got to the point where I had to throw away my shoes once we were done with the day because they detached on both sides from both shoes just from running around with the kids, which was funny. And the other big memory that really stuck out for me, and it plays into the history and how long it's been going on, there's a very iconic picture of Master Sergeant O'Reilly holding a one-year-old little girl who had syphilis. And talking to the nuns, they told us the story and why it was such a big deal, which I did not know that the small child had syphilis and was blind. And when Master Sergeant O'Reilly scooped her up, the nuns were all taken back because of the compassion, the fact that he saw through any concerns the child had and just wanted to hold the child. Now, the big thing that happened that day was she's still alive, and they brought her back. So now she's a 71-year-old lady, and her son or Matt Stern O'Reilly's son was there with us. So they got to meet. And she made us little Christmas trees. But it was really cool because they have a huge blown-up picture of Matt Stern O'Reilly holding this little girl. And beside it, I have his son embracing this old lady that was once a child.
Yeah, really awesome. Yeah.
How long the history?
Can you send me? Can you send me those pictures? Somebody.
Absolutely. You
know, yeah. Yeah, that's super cool. And that was last year, right?
Yes, it was.
Excellent. And then when will the delivery be made this year?
I don't have the exact date. I know they should be pushing.
So the Lieutenant Florence, the gifts for delivery should be there on the 22nd or 23rd. Normally we deliver them by hand with soldiers traveling, but with COVID this year we couldn't, so we had to ship there.
Yeah, so what
do they typically consist of? What do you normally hand out?
Yeah, so. Obviously, there's a wide array of gifts there for all ages. So for little kids, we have little toys or walkers for some of them trying to walk, clothes, little action figures, things like that. For kind of the middle range, you have, pretty much what kids would love, dolls and little footballs and soccer balls and blankets. And the teenagers, there's a bunch of gifts. Baseball gloves as well, but also like, notebooks and pens and backpacks and things like that, that they enjoy that they can use practically as well.
And board games, stuff they can play together, are good. And we make sure we look through the gifts because there's certain things the orphanages, ask us not to send. So, makeup and anything with batteries, because then they have to buy batteries for it. So
yeah.
Simple stuff. Stick in these parameters, and that's what we did.
And how many kids are at the orphanage?
I believe 115 this year.
Excellent. Wow, it sounds so lovely. Is there anything else that you wanted to add? That we may have missed, that you wanted to get out there.
Mm-hmm. It's just a great program. Honestly, I can't think of much more to say about it other than it really does change the life of our soldiers when they get a chance to do it. I was fortunate enough to get out there and meet them because we can wrap the gifts and send them, but those soldiers that come back and actually got to interact with the kids, that's what it's really about. It's pretty powerful stuff.
For doing all of this, getting the chance to wrap the gifts, it gives us and our soldiers here a chance to celebrate Christmas. A lot of us are here on the island. Sometimes it can be difficult to leave and go home. So together, we can come together as a community. We have a Christmas party where people wear, like, Christmas sweaters and stuff in Hawaii, which is pretty funny. But, yeah, so we just get together. It's a big Christmas party, a real sense of community. It's nice. We get to do that every year. So.
It's also cool for us. Just we're two separate battalions,
Right.
So we don't work together every day. But for this event, we're a regiment. We come together as the 27th, and we all participate to make this happen. And it's pretty great. It's a good bonding experience for us, too.
Absolutely. And what can, civilians and whatever regular Americans do to help and support?
Yeah. Well, we do take donations. So it does kind of add up. Normally it's, we don't have like a online ring thing or anything like that. It's all by hand out of people just giving out of the generosity of their own hearts, but we don't advertise that on Facebook or anything. But really, every year we do advertise the gift donation. Yeah. And that's kind of the big thing. We ask people to bring in gifts, and we'll wrap them and everything. So
so if people want to do that, how can they go about doing that?
So, Holly, this is Major Sheehan, Jimmy again. I'll get that specific information, if they, where to send it, if they can, or something like that, along with those photos we're talking about. So I'll make sure I follow up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. Well, it was lovely speaking with you all. And, it sounds like a really beautiful program. And, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.